I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we got, okay, I mean, I know we say this a lot when we are doing these fun recap episodes, but this is a frustrating fun one because it's called Point Break and it's Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 9, Episode 13, where the infamous, "You will all see the truth," comes out.
We were just like, it would be interesting to go back and see the Heather and Shannon dynamic from the start. This is Shannon's first season. And it's she looks like a whole different woman.
They all do. It's like Vicky, I was like, oh, Vicky's already had the chin. Okay. Her hair is like a mess. We've got Brooke still here. The cancer scheme hasn't even started. Megan King Edmonds hasn't even joined us yet. She must be like the following season, or she already
this
out?
Is the Lizzie no. season also.
Yes.
And
it's yeah. so again, there's only five housewives, but yet this dynamic seems to work. So why? But this, you were even saying while we were watching this, you're like, this is when OC was like in its prime. The foursome of Vicky, Tamara, Heather, and Shannon, and then add in whoever, you know, like
it felt like true, authentic stories of where they didn't know where the story was going to go. It wasn't right. as
it was
contrived.
A plotting, basically, yeah. except maybe there was plotting in this episode.
Well, this is when we find out Tamara's a liar.
I mean, I feel like, did we know that already? Did we know she was so much? But this is just...
I feel like we figured out she plays both sides.
Okay, so let's go. Let's do the taglines.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, let's get through these and then we'll kind of jump into the episode. Would you like to start?
Okay, this is Lizzie. Standing out is much more fun than fitting in.
Heather, you may think I have it all, but I'm just getting started.
Tamara, I'm not getting older. I'm just getting bolder.
She's 46 in this season, by the way. Nothing wrong with that.
And she's also already married to Eddie.
Right.
She broke up with Simon season 5 at the end.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, no.
Remember she bring yeah. up 4 years. Vicky, I make my own rules, so don't expect me to follow yours.
And Shannon Bedore, the OC is full of secrets, but I have nothing to hide. Except that your husband's having an affair.
What's so wild to me, though, is like, okay, these are still, now there's like a play on words on all of them. Like, even like, Shannon, remember, it's like, when you've got 9 lemons, put them in a bowl. Yeah. Or like, whatever it is, you know, like they started playing on words. Like, these are still like, there's no kind of rhyme or reason to them.
Right.
But okay, so we get the recap too, right? Where it's talking about, because this is Heather versus Shannon, and because Shannon's marriage is imploding. And that the recap talks about when Shannon went over to Heather's house and the iconic, like Shannon, we're done. Please leave.
With the finger pointing.
The finger pointing, you know. And
the week prior, Vicky, Brooks, David, and Shannon had all gone to Mexico. And, you know, David and Shannon have this heart-to-heart. And David's like, you know, I'm done wasting my life. I just want to be happy. Like, you know, they're kind of having a really hard time in their marriage, which this is what this whole fight is about.
Woof. Okay.
So Brooks and Vicky meet up with Terry and Heather at sushi.
Nobu has not been built in Newport yet. So they're at like Sato Sushi.
So they had just gotten back from Mexico with the Bedores. And, you know, so Terry and Heather are like, oh, well, I'm sure you heard all about what happened at our house.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, uh-huh, and? No, but it's like Vicky is on Team Shannon here, which is so interesting because Vicky, remember, like Vicky never likes the new girl, but remember this whole thing because this was the season 2. It started like Halloween and remember Heather had the pimple on her head and she put a third eye on it?
Oh,
yes. Do you remember that Halloween party? Yes. This is this, right? Because Vicky and Shannon started bonding and they kind of say like Vicky never gets along with the new girl, but her and Shannon had like a bond right away. So Vicky's kind of like
she immediately is on Team Shannon. She's just gone to Mexico with her and she's like, well, I heard that, you know, David sent Shannon an email and Shannon shared that with Tamara. Tamara told Heather. And then Heather told the world.
Uh-huh. And then she said that Shannon had said that, like, Heather had evil in her eyes and kicked her out of her house, right? And so the whole story is, too, is, like, Heather's like, no, I was with Tamara at a 3-hour lunch. And then I went to have lunch or, you know, meet up with a bunch of girlfriends. And I actually was putting the kibosh on it. I was stopping it, right? Like, that's Heather's POV there.
Right. And then also Vicky and Tamara both say like, oh, Vicky's like, Shannon was me 10 years ago, like in reply to like her and Dawn and their relationship. And Tamara's also sympathizing. She's like, this was me 4 years ago with Simon. You know, they're all basically like, you know, we really got to like give Shannon kind of a pass period. Right yeah. now. She's having a tough time in her marriage. Like, I saw what her husband said to her.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Vicky basically, you know, she said, like, Heather's trying to, like, make her case to Vicky. And I feel like she's, like, pissed that Vicky's not on her side. And she's like, I asked her to leave because she was getting heated. And my kids were in the house. And, you know, Heather can't have any compassion for Shannon. And, you know, Vicky, like, it's so – because Vicky is never, like – I feel like she's always kind of like, I'm the top dog here. And she's just like, we need to be nice to her. And then Heather's like, you know, but they're trying, like Vicky's also like, doesn't necessarily want to be involved in the whole thing, but needs to be involved because she's like, needs to keep her place. Right. So Heather's like, well, I tried to talk to you in short sentences so you could understand like my POV, you
right,
know?
Right.
And then we go over to Shannon. So nothing, I feel like nothing was resolved there because Heather and Terry are also. No, it was
establishing
also,
sides.
Yeah. But Heather and Terry are also like, there's such this team dynamic because Terry wants to be just as involved. Like Terry wants that New Jersey husband relationship on OC. Now we're not there on Jersey, you know, right now, like at this point in life, but it's just so funny that like, cause he wants to be.
Well, he was the one that brought it up. He's like, I'm sure you heard about Shannon leaving our house.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, Dr. DeBrow.
Like Heather is on this show cause Terry wants to be on the show.
Had you botched Nicole's boobs yet?
Yeah, was there a lawsuit? Yeah, you're so right. Oh my gosh. So then we go over to Shannon's house.
You guys, Shannon is so tiny.
Like
so tiny. Like,
and so on edge because her marriage is imploding, right? So they're, you know, they're kind of, you're going to sit down for dinner as a family. And I'm just watching this.
What's David doing?
He is eating chips and salsa.
Trader Joe's, those black chips, having them salsa, filling up before dinner. He doesn't want the beef stew that Shannon's prepared all day in the crock pot.
But remember too, Shannon was like so concerned with like her girls always eating like meat and potatoes. Like she wanted them to like not be eating meat, but David wanted meat and potatoes like basically every night, you know?
And who doesn't?
I mean, yeah, same. And then they're like, okay, Sophie's going to Italy and David's going to be the chaperone. And she's like, Sophie, this list says that you need two pairs of shoes with arch support. Those silly things you wear don't have arch support. And she's like, you got to bring a pair of jeans for every day because you're going to get dirty. And I'm like, okay, she's going to Italy with her Latin class, which I don't know
and
why.
And her dad. Like, and you're going to be fine. It's not like you're sending this.
Yeah, we're
I guess she's in sixth grade, maybe eighth grade at the time.
But also, I'm like, what are they doing? Going to the Coliseum and playing in the dirt? Like, why are her jeans getting so dirty? Like, what are they doing in Italy?
Right.
And then this is so nostalgic to me of like the way that it was. So like Tamara goes over to Kodo Insurance.
Mm-hmm. When a real office, she's mm-hmm. moved out of the family office.
Yeah. And she's, you know, the receptionist tells Vicky like, hey, your best friend's here. She's like, which one?
Oh.
And Tamara's like, oh my God. And then Vicky's like, do you like my new shoes? I was surprised that Tamara could recognize right away they were Jimmy Choo's. You think she saw the shoebox?
I think that was just like, what they thought they were Carrie Bradshaw, like, oh, you got some new chews.
But Carrie was Manolo Blahnik. How dare you?
And wasn't she just everything?
I feel like it was always
Louboutin.
Like Manolo's like, hello, lover.
Yeah,
you know. But then, you and I had to pause it because we were like, what? Why are grown women in their 40s and 50s talking about the word potty?
Vicky, oh, going potty is a waste of time. I just want a catheter. Right? I'm just sick of going potty. I'm like, why are you saying that you have to? Vicky gets up from the dinner at one point. It's like, I got to go potty. I'm like, who says you got to go potty? I'm sorry. I teach the youth. And when they say potty, I say, you need to use the restroom. You're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Potty is for dogs.
I don't even say potty to my dog. Did you have to go pee-pee?
No.
Do you have to go pee-pee?
Birdie, go potty. That's yeah. for a dog. Not to humans.
And, you know,
let's it's, rise above.
No, well, it's, I mean, going potty is a waste of time, but going to the restroom is not.
No.
And then they're talking about, like, they're so casual, too, because it's like, okay, you know, Lizzie, we see Christian and Lizzie, and they're talking about doing a dinner party, and, you know, Vicky and Tamara are like, are you going to the dinner party? Like, oh, man, it's going to be a chaos, isn't it? And I'm like, little do they know, it's going to be chaotic.
Amazing. So, yeah, so basically Lizzie's parents own this, like,
amazing,
beautiful home,
gorgeous beach house right on built on the beach in Laguna, like
very 90s vibe. And basically,
I thought it was so cute though,
yeah. But
just needed new appliances. I don't know how much of a refurb it needed, but
well, they're doing the remodel, and basically, the house is empty. So Lizzie decides to get a caterer, call Big Four Rents, pretend like it's a wedding, and host this party.
And she, like when they were talking about it too, I was like, this house is. Not in shambles, but like it is, there's scaffolding, there's like plastic sheets everywhere. I was like, Dexter lives here. Like,
right.
Like, and then it changed so much.
Yeah.
And it literally looked at, and all I kept thinking is, oh man, this was at the time too where OC felt that they had, like, Heather's clearly loaded.
Yes.
She's the rich one of the crew.
Right.
Like, who's the fifth one? Oh, it's Lizzie. Okay, sorry. Shannon's rich too.
Yes.
But like those are the two rich ones. Like Vicky is well off. I don't know that Vicky's rich. And then Tamara.
Right.
You know, but it's like they all like tried to like keep up with. She's like, I'm going to throw a dinner party at this house. And she's like, okay, I can spend more on pink napkins. She did pink because that was the cheapest. Okay. And then she's like, every party has a theme. So I'm going to get fire people. Like
fire dancers.
Fire dancers. Thank you. Like, what's the word?
I liked that. I liked the fire dancers because like it just Heather had already done her hoedown where I think they were going to break ground.
Oh, yeah. Where and Megan King Edmonds was at that party.
Oh, so maybe we're not.
No.
But she had.
No, I'm saying she wasn't a cast member. Oh. Right? She was just there because they were friends with Jim.
The timeline.
Oh, God. Somebody gets a timeline. But yeah, it's – but, you know, I felt like it was like – this was probably for Lizzie. It was like so out of character of how she like usually
– and we were wondering, was she a one-hit wonder?
She must – because Thailand's this trip too, correct? Or this season.
We need the timeline.
Where Tamara runs away and she's like, you'll never see my face again! I was like, we fucking saw it. Time.
Was it Thailand or was it Fiji?
Oh, I thought they went to Thailand. Do they go to both?
We've been to so many countries with these women.
Guys, this is hard because we're only watching one episode, but then I start the episodes and I'm like, I want to keep going. I know. Because also this episode, you also have to watch the first like 15 minutes of the second episode because you need this, you need to close out.
Yeah. So, and they also are taking limos to the party, which I just think is like there's hilarious.
It's the black cars because there were no Ubers yet, you know? And, and so Shannon is, you know, she's in the limo with David and she's like, you know, Tamara told David and I privately that Terry Dubrow wanted to take the Bedores down. And I remember at the time even like laughing, being like, who says take this family down, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, this is drama.
Well, they basically were like, all right, there's a newbie this season. There's only five of us. Like, let's be the tres amigas.
Yeah.
And stick with
like we no won't take friends. Each other no down. We're gonna take somebody else down, you know. And I bet that Heather, because Heather knew Shannon like socially,
right?
So I bet Heather is probably like, you guys, I know some shit. It'll be real easy to get this Shannon Bedore riled up,
right?
This girl, she has crystals in her ground for good. She doesn't even have Wi-Fi. She has Ethernet because she's worried about the signals of Wi-Fi. Remember that whole thing? Like it was like crystals buried in the ground, and she's got all this like different stuff in the house. So then, you know, Terry's like, hey, have you talked to Shannon since she kicked you out of, since you kicked her out of the house? She's like, I did text her.
Which I was surprised about.
What did the text say?
I think she basically, after Shannon left, she sent her a quick text.
Saying, what do you think she said though?
Just maybe like, I'm sorry that went down like that.
There's no apology because Shannon came to that dinner party. She wanted an apology from Heather and she wanted the truth from Tamara.
Maybe it just said like, my children were next door. I can't have you just barging in on my home.
Yeah, maybe something like that where she's trying to close the loop on it, but maybe so things will be like copacetic when
also,
they see each other.
Also, like, did Shannon, it seemed like she literally like just showed up at her house because, okay, backstory too as well. Shannon has a Christmas party, and at the Christmas party, Shannon yells at Heather.
She does not yell at her.
Table.
We saw the flashback. She just spoke condescending. She said, Heather, you can't be so condescending. So it wasn't a yell. You're getting in trouble. Yeah, she's raising her voice. That's what it was. Yeah, because that's the whole thing. Did I raise my voice or did I yell?
Right.
You know? So I thought I was like, okay, at first I was like, okay, Shannon came to play because she refuses the champagne at the door. I'm like,
Shannon
just loved her vodka.
Yeah. She just likes vodka. She's having her vodka.
Is she in her vodka phase? Because she's now a Casamigos girl.
No, I think she's having her Tito's.
This is her Tito's. Yeah, you know? You're right. It was Tito's first and then it became Casamigos.
So Shannon right away, she pulls Tamara and she's trying to confirm.
Well, first, I also want to remind everyone how crude Tamara is because she walks in on the fire dancers, which I'm laughing because clearly these people are so late to this party, right? That like Lizzie at some point just says, just come out. There's three other couples here.
Well, also, I'm sure she wanted them all there for sunset because it's Ocean Beach.
It was stunning. I mean, they were like talking and the views behind, I was like, this is one of the most beautiful days, like a gorgeous sunset. And Tamara's like, something tells me that guy swallows. The guy like the fire guy like spitting gasoline.
Classic Tamara.
Just, you know, you can take Tammy Sue out of the – we all know how that goes. But anyway, okay, continue with Shannon pulling Tamara.
Okay, so she pulls Tamara, and you can just tell, like, none of this has been rehearsed.
No.
Tamara is literally shocked when Shannon is like.
I have to give Tamara props though, because she has a good stone cold face, like where she's not like there's no fear that comes on her face.
Right. Well, but you can tell. Okay. So she goes, so I just wanted to ask, so did Terry call you and say, let's take the Bedores down?
Tamara, she wants that on camera. She mm-hmm. wants the admission on camera.
And Tamara acts dumb. She's like, I don't recall he wanted to take you down. And then she sips her drink and she's side-eyeing Shannon.
The camera focuses on her hands, of her being shifty.
And Shannon's like, I'm giving you this chance to be honest, Tamara. You told me he said that. Did he say that?
I don't think that's even in Terry's vocabulary.
That is not in Terry's vocabulary. And she's like, well, you're kind of making it look like I'm a wackadoo right now. So you're saying he didn't say that. So Tamara's like, oh God, I'm in the fucking middle of this. I am going denial.
The devil works hard, but Tamara Judge works harder, okay? Because not only
Tamara will not admit it, and also she's wasted at this point. Wasted. But she is like, I am not admitting I called you and said that. Nor did I say that to your husband. But here's the best part, though,
because obviously it wasn't that Terry called Tamara, because I don't know if you guys – if you watch this, Tamara goes, Terry did not call me and say to take down the Bedore. It's so semantics, right? She's like, it wasn't a phone call. We were at freaking dinner and he told me – basically he said it in person, you know? And so Tamara Tamara was so good at this point because this was one of the first seasons she started really kind of meddling, you know? Right. Then it became a rinse and repeat and, Tamara's a rat. But you don't get the name Tamrat for nothing. So Tamara kind of brings up, hey, Heather, have you you guys talked to Shannon? And Heather's like, no. And she's like, well, it's because she told me that you guys said you wanted to take her down. And they're like, what? Okay,
No. But first we need to back up.
Okay, sorry.
Basically Christian is really awkward and he's like, all right, everyone sit down for dinner. Let's have a toast. Let's be thankful to our friends and our family. Okay. And
let's have fun.
This dinner table is awkward. Well, it's awkward, one, because Shannon's already confronted Tamara. Tamara's denying it. And it's also awkward because the last time Shannon Bedore saw Terry and Heather was when Heather kicked her out of her house.
Right.
So there's tension at the table. Nobody's talking. It's uncomfortable silence.
It's literally you can hear all the forks and the plates clanging.
Yeah. And Tamara's like, I'm 46. I have a great ass.
Oh, God.
And then they're like,
I blacked this part out. I apologize.
Vicky,
what's your good part?
What's your best part on your body? And then
she's like, I don't know. Ask Brooks.
And then
Lizzie.
Lizzie's like, Brooks, where are you from? And he's like, Mississippi. And she's like, well, what's the best body part on your girl? And then Brooks is like, her brain. And
I was like, he says it's her vagina. He says it's her vagina. And then he says brain. I was like, I don't recall that. And then
they're like, well, what physical part?
Yeah.
Her vagina.
It's like, what? He's like, I like it down there.
Vicky is bright, bright red. And Brooks is like, I like it down there.
And then they're like, okay, moving on. So Terry, what's your favorite part? What's Heather's best body part? He's like, her face, obviously. I'm like, yeah, I bet.
You created it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay, but then.
Because we have two parties happening, right? We've got the dinner party on the west wing and the dinner party on the east wing. Shannon and Vicky are on that one side, then it's everybody else and Danielle. Remember she was supposed to be a housewife and then there was weird accusations or something about her husband. So she took a step back. Because she goes on that Thailand trip.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So Tamara spills it and said that Shannon pulled her and that Terry wants to take, the Bedores down.
You play Terry. I'll play Heather.
Okay.
So she goes, yeah. So I heard Terry. You said that Shannon said Terry DeBrow wants to take me down.
What?
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 Me?
Terry?
What?
What are you talking? Are you smoking crack?
You can see the look of guilt and fear in their faces. What? They're like, fuck, Tamara, what did you say? We need to spin this some other way. Right, like, what? Right. We have gotten caught.
So then Terry's like, I know how to solve this. Shannon, you think I want to take you down? And I'm like, guys, how are we missing the part of how Shannon heard this? Like, it's so weird. And then Shannon's like, well, that's what I was told. And he's like, and they're like, who told you that? And she's like, Tamara. And she's like, Tamara is saying as little as possible at this point because she's like, if I don't say anything and just do a nod or a no, mm-hmm. like, she's like, no.
That never happened. And then we get to Vicky's confessional and it's like, well, Tamara clearly has amnesia because she told me that too.
Yeah. Like, Vicky is just like, because Vicky is so Team Shannon here.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, that's what I was told. But then I asked Tamara about it tonight. She told me that wasn't true. So I dropped it. Like, it's enough, you know? And he's like, there's just this all back and forth of like, I want to take you down. And then David's kind of like, Terry, like, what kind of conversation is that even to like have in front of everyone? Like, this is what we were told. He's like, you know, Terry like wants to talk about it. He's like, that's inappropriate. Like, let's take it outside. And Terry is like, when am I going to take instruction from you, David, at how to talk to a table? And David, for a monster as he is, like, stands up for Shannon. He's like, I'm not going to let you yell at my wife like that.
Right.
And, you know, and she, again, this is where Tamara says, he didn't call her. Never happened. Right. The phone call didn't happen.
And Vicky's like, I'm staying out of this. Somehow Brooks is going to get wrapped into this. I am just trying to PDA with him at the table.
No, we don't. No, she's not trying. I got a face. Like, Brooks is so good at love bombing.
Yes. So filling good. Up that tank. Literally filling up the tank.
So then, you know, Terry kind of takes a step back because he's like, okay, sorry. Like, they're like, you're kind of like screaming at us. He's like, sorry, I wasn't screaming. It was just like so shocking. And Shannon even like genuinely apologizes. She's like, I'm so sorry if you think I yelled at you at my Christmas party. And, you know, kind of says like, my marriage is getting brought up. And, you know, David's like, hey, Heather, you shouldn't be talking about our marriage. Heather's like, you should be mad at your wife. Like, yeah. This whole thing is happening. I'm like, they're literally the furthest people at the dinner party.
And Terry's like, I want to take you down for what? For what?
Yeah, like, and then David says, is like, well, you couldn't take us down. Oh, no, this is like further down. Yeah, but yeah. Just like, and then Heather's like, I've known Tamara for 3 years and I know she isn't a liar. And then you cut to Shannon and Shannon's like, I've known Tamara for 3 months and she is a liar. And it's like, and then finally, like, they're getting into this about this stupid Xmas fight again, you know? And Shannon just gets up from the, and she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Doesn't say potty. Just go to the real bathroom.
Restroom. Just go in the restroom.
And Heather's like, is that what I should have done? And it's like, well, yeah, if you want to diffuse a situation, right. Walk away from it for a minute, collect your thoughts, calm yourself down, and then walk back. So, yeah, Heather must be really drunk at this point, too. But
no, she's not. She never loses control.
Oh, no, but I feel like Heather did lose control at this. Oh, I think Heather was a little buzzed on champs.
Sip of champagne. No.
So then Christian's like, hey, guys, I got another toast. And they're like, no, this is not
Christian's
the
like,
moment.
Fireball shots.
He's like,
everybody.
This toast is to Lizzie's family for, like, letting us come here, bro. And, like, Vicky's like, read the room, Christian. Right. Read the room.
And then Tamara's like, Heather, let's go outside. And she's like, you know, and they're like, you know, look me in the eyes. Like,
but what's Heather, so funny, though?
Heather's like, Tamara, did you ever say that? And she's like, I did not, and I don't lie.
I know you don't lie.
I did not say that. And, you know, Shannon, she's clearly drunk right now. Meanwhile, okay. Tamara's wasted. Under, like, her jaw is like.
I kept rewinding. I was like, Mary, look at her jaw. Yeah. It is so unhinged. It's like her front teeth are like 6 inches behind her bottom teeth.
Right. Like, and she's like, no, I never said that. And like this confirms that Shannon's clearly crazy. You know,
but here's
she's
the
just
funny
crazy.
Part is they're outside right next to the table. The sliding glass doors are right next to the table. So like you can see that this conversation and Vicky's like, I'm staying out of it. Like you said, she's like, I don't want to get involved. And then, so then Shannon like leans over to David. She's like, I want to address that Heather kicked me out of her home. He's like, maybe like don't do that at the table. David just wants to eat his meat and potatoes. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, don't do it. And she's like, I wouldn't do that at the table because I have more dignity and class than that. And then we get another bomb. By the way, Terry, Tamara said it to David as well, but we didn't bring it up because Tamara wouldn't admit it. And Terry's like, I don't want to take you down.
David's like, well, you couldn't take us down.
Like, well, Is that like a thinly veiled threat? And I'm like, no. Hey, Terry, the first part of wanting to take them down is the threat. And now they're defending themselves by saying, you couldn't take us down because don't worry, we'll do that next season to ourselves.
Right. Terry's like, you're right, David. I can't take you down because you're so tough, David.
But then all I'm thinking is like, is this a physical fight? Like what kind of toughness? Is it mental aptitude? Like, is it physical, like brute strength? Like where are we going down to?
Terry is getting heated. David's like, well, Terry, like you've got like, a lot of aggression here, buddy.
And he's like, well, you said a passive aggressive statement, which is aggressive in itself. And I'm like, this is like, and it upset me. Yeah. I'm like, this is
And Heather's wild. Like, I'm just like, I'm the scapegoat in this situation. Like, I am not going to let Shannon talk to me like this.
And then I'm also like, you guys, like David seems to be, I feel like David is the only one that connecting that's like, hello, this is Tamara's fault.
Right. Like, so then David and Tamara go out to the balcony.
Because he doesn't want to go, he doesn't want to talk to Tamara in front of 9 other people, even though everyone's already talking about, poor Lizzie and Christian are just like, do you know how much this freaking event cost us?
Yeah.
Okay, before we do that, let's just take a quick break because I feel like this is, we're getting there.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. waypro.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. So they go outside on the back balcony. It's Tamara Wasted and David. And, you know, she's like, what's wrong with David? And he's like, well, you know, a lot of things. Like, I sent my wife a text, and apparently she showed it to you, and you shared that with Heather. And Tamara's like, that isn't what happened. I went to lunch with Heather.
Yeah.
And I was actually asking Heather to give her a break because Shannon's going through a hard time. And they do the flashback, and Tamara is saying that, you know. And I was asking Heather to have compassion. She's going through a lot of shit in her marriage. And then Heather told a table of people. So she throws Heather under the bus. And then
but David's I actually like, think they like kind of tried to cleverly spin this.
Right. And then Heather, Tamara goes, she like starts waving her over, like, come here, Heather. And then yeah. I'm like, oh no. Like, because Tamara's so drunk right now that she's also like kind of talking the truth, but then she knows that Heather is going to be able to spin
yeah.
it, right?
So she's like, Heather's like, well, yeah, you know, I had this lunch with Tamara and then I went to my girlfriend's, a really close girlfriend's house.
Most of them were very close to me, some were.
And, you know, they were asking me about you, Shannon, because they know the last time I saw you, you know, I asked you to leave my house and they were asking about it. And, you know, they were basically
they knew I was upset because yeah. it really upset me. It really colored my holiday break.
Right. I actually was defending you and I told those women to give you a break because I heard that you're having a hard time in your marriage. So I was really shutting down those women.
Yeah.
I didn't tell them anything about this horrible mean email that David sent you that Tamara told me about and I told
and
the listen, whole
And ASC. did I ask her to take a screenshot and then forward it to me? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I did and I read it and then I said, let's not talk about it anymore, girls. And then like it's so because Shannon gets so erratic and she can't keep well, her I, composure. She's literally she's like so pissed at how much everyone's lying.
It's like, Tamara, you told me that the Bedouins wanted to take me down and they're trying to. That message that I shared with you that you shared with Heather is now around the whole Orange County.
But not even that. It's like that's like the first issue. But the real issue is this takedown, you know, but now they're like all these things. And then Shannon's like, look, Heather, you have your truth and we have ours. Like, I'll never believe your story and you won't believe ours, you know? Like, and then like they're getting caught because at one point Terry gets really rattled. I don't know if you said her like saw. First off, I also love too that like Heather went out there and then Terry's like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
He had to follow, you know. And then like so it's like the three couples, like Eddie's out there too. I'm like, what is happening here? Like and Shannon just keeps looking at Eddie too, because I feel like she thinks like Eddie, like he's a truth seeker. What? Like he would tell the truth. And Terry at one point says like, well, we hear all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. I don't know if you remember seeing that part. Like, cause he started realizing like, oh shit, I'm getting like caught in this. Like we need to like, we don't have our story straight. And then she's like, Shannon's like, you kicked me out of your house. And Terry's like, exactly, exactly. And I'm like, why stop? Like, and then,
but then Heather's like, no, we hugged you and we brought you into our home. And she's
like, you told Vicky and Brooks that we wouldn't let you into our house. Right. But we
and she's did. Like, you told me I drank too much. Like,
and then Heather keeps talking and Shannon's like, it's my turn now. It's my, you can scream at me at Javier's, which Javier's by this point, like we're now in what season? Season 16. Yeah. And you guys still don't have camera footage for when the RHOC ladies come in, because right. Where the hell is blacked out Shannon, Gina and Emily, where Heather pays the bill.
Right.
Like,
right.
Get the cameras in there, Javier's. Right. You're clearly a stop for these women often.
Right. It's their Balboa. Javier's is Balboa.
It totally is. And she's like, I fucking had it with you guys. She runs back in.
No, this is where it gets like, it escalates very quickly.
And Tamara's putting her hair. Oh, because
Tamara is grabbing Shannon's face, telling her stop. And Shannon's like talking about Javier's. And she's like, I fucking had it with you guys. You all say the truth. And Tamara's like, stop.
No, she's like, stop it.
You and Shannon's like, you all say the truth. Eddie wants nothing to do this.
And Shannon, Heather and Terry are doing their best acting. Like, they're like, this is an Oscar-worthy moment. They're like, Eddie, we didn't do that.
I know. And Shannon's like moving throughout the house. She's getting really upset. She's trying to like leave the situation. Tamara is following her. She's like, stop. Get away from me right
like
now.
Like,
tell her to let go of me. I want her away from me. I want everyone away from me. Tamara just keeps coming up to Shannon, like trying to like
control her. She's restraining her. Like, she even tells Heather at one point, like, I was trying to restrain her and she wanted to get out of my grasp. It's like, I wonder why, Tamara.
Yeah.
You're a crazy person. Like, if she put her hands on my face like that in a fight, I would have smacked her hands so far. You know what? She would have been in the sand with the fire dancers.
Well, then Tamara comes back into the house and is like, wow, like, she is losing it out there. I was trying to restrain her. She was freaking out. And Heather and Tamara are like, oh, wow, this is getting really, really scary.
Do we need to call an ambulance?
She's like, is she having a psychotic break? Dr. Dubrow, is she, do we need, is she 5150?
Tamara's like, she is in a bad state of mind, and I was just like her for you. I see it in her eyes. And like, Christian, I love Christian, and here he goes, I'm sorry, who needs an ambulance? And they're like, Shannon. She's like all over the place. Absolutely not. We're not calling an ambulance here. Like, I think Christian like felt, oh my God, did she fall or like what happened?
And Vicky, I appreciate Vicky and Lizzie going outside to check on Shannon. And Shannon's like, I'm not this person. I have never interrupted a dinner party. I've never yelled at a dinner party. They are making me seem like I'm crazy and I am spinning right now because they're telling me I'm a liar and I'm not a fucking liar. Tamara, Barney, Judge is a liar.
Yeah, she is. And then it's like, you know, there, and Vicky's like, basically like, you gotta go, like, nothing's gonna be solved tonight. And you know, and but then they're like, then David's like, you need to go thank the host. I'm like, okay, Lizzie's right there, let's just say bye to Lizzie. Like, poor Shannon then like walks back into that party and she's like, thank you for having me. I'm so sorry. I got upset at this party. I've never done this before, so I don't know what like the protocol is, but David really wants to go, so we're going to leave for the night.
And Tamara's just like,
she's like, but stay.
Oh, I guess you guys are going to take your limo home.
No, she like tells her to sit down and stay. And then, you know, and then Heather like walks. This is why I think Heather's drunk at this point. Like, right here is where I think Heather's drunk. And she's like, Tamara, I think like I can't move on because of what happened between you and me. And I just feel like Shannon is fanning the flames of what's previously happened. And she like tells this like to Vicky too. And Vicky's like, I think you're like kicking her when she's down. Like, I don't really want to be a part of this. Like, this is too
Vicky's
much.
Vicky's love tank is full and full.
Yeah, she's got no issues in her own house.
She's
right
just
now.
Like, I am pretty, sitting pretty. I'm having fun. I don't want to be involved. I just went to Mexico, Shannon, and I had fun with her. So I'm going to support her while she's down. I've been there before. And the DeBros basically realize they're going down. They're the ones going down.
Did they go down, though?
They got kicked off the show.
This isn't her last. This isn't her last season, though, is it? No, she left to season 11.
Wow.
So she's still got two more. But let's just say prime years.
I really hope Shannon says something this season about
She like I wish like I want Shannon to say something like, "Isn't it fun when everyone saw the truth?"
No, or what if she says like, "Well, I guess we really did go down."
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty funny. I feel like Heather and Shannon should be friends
because they
like at this point too, right? They like ran in the similar circles. Like it's just so because it's like glass houses kind of thing, right? But etched with frozen embryos and children and birds and all that kind of thing.
This was a fun, great, authentic, but again, real reality.
Tamara still somehow walked away from this. Like,
where like she didn't realize.
Like, how?
No. How? And she still, like, denies it. Well, she, like, they just tried to spin it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, no. That I'm just being a good friend, and I told everyone that her marriage is falling down the gutter because we needed to support her.
Right. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, for compassion. Totally. Things are airing it out in public. But so let's, like, be nice. But also, like, let's talk off camera.
Right.
How do you want to take them down?
I know.
Because I've got some ideas. Oh. Eddie knows a few people.
Oh, God.
You will all see the truth.
It's so good. It was amazing.
All right. With that.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Good rewatch. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.